It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 cases in Colorado are at their lowest since mid-October, though there are still more than 1,000 cases reported each day on average. Coronavirus deaths have also fallen. They are now at levels last seen in late October. Meanwhile, the state has given out close to 1 million doses of COVID vaccine, though some of those have been repeat doses for people in the first groups. Higher education workers aren't receiving any special prioritization for the COVID-19 vaccine. But the University of Colorado Boulder is working with the state on a vaccine plan. CU Chief Operating Officer Patrick O'Rourke provided an update on the plan at a recent Board of Regents meeting.
As soon as we have the ability to request and obtain vaccine, RAs, essential staff, and others are part of our vaccination prioritization on the campus.
Most university workers will be eligible for vaccination in the summer during the state's Phase C. The University of Colorado's system administrators are proposing a tuition increase next school year. CPR's Paolo Shalsita has more.
If approved this summer, in-state students at all four campuses would pay 3% more. Students already enrolled at the Boulder campus are covered by the Guaranteed Tuition Program, which freezes their tuition and fees for their first 4 years of enrollment. CU is facing a $218 million budget shortfall, which has caused furloughs, pay cuts, and layoffs. They hope to reduce next year's deficit through this tuition increase. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
The Colorado Ballet will return to the stage for its next season in October. Their first performance will be a new production of the classic ballet Giselle. Other shows include The Nutcracker, Romeo and Juliet, and The Wizard of Oz. Tickets will go on sale later this spring. It's cold this morning along the Front Range. Temperatures will begin to warm up today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.